The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Just things you see. The things you see around this office, man.
I'm fascinated. I'm floored. Is somebody trying to get on a thing? I hope this is a great caller, Steve.
I know.
Because somebody's going to have
to. But it's why I'm living my life, too. That's exactly why.
Okay. So, go to the text.
I do. How about this? I will say this. I do have a little bit of news that I'm allowed to say now. And I'm proud of my wife. She accepted a travel job.
Yay! Congratulations, yeah,
in Knoxville. Oh. So I know a lot of people. Yeah, I know a lot of people have noticed a little bit. You probably will, but it won't change anything for me. I mean, I'm still on the show. We're not moving or anything, but she'll be down there. So, but I may be over the next few months. There may be a few weeks in there where I'm on remote, but
taking applications.
Yeah, no, I'll still be on the show every day.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, my feelings on the game is, you remember Chris Mack came in and he had a decent first year, but then in his second year he came in and, you know, we beat Duke, we beat Virginia. And he had some – obviously, we beat Michigan State his first year, too, and that was, like, that was a good win. But I feel like the game that really – where I felt this is the game that, like, signifies – this is why we hired Chris Mack, was that Duke game and that Virginia game, to me. And I thought that this Notre Dame game, when we played Notre Dame and we were going to win, I thought – I was looking for that signature win of this. This is why – we hired Chris Mack to do not saying I'm disappointed, because granted, like, we were outmatched in personnel, we were outmatched, you know, just in just where we are and
right.
How Bobby left the program. But I feel like this is why we hired Chris Mack in order to this is why we hired Scott Satterfield in order to put us in positions like this so that we can win these type of games for the program. Now, granted, I will say this. I was 100% satisfied with the way – hold on, baby. I was 100% satisfied with the way that they played. They played hard. I was satisfied with that. But I felt like the play calling. I was really disenchanted by the play calling. I mean, and maybe because I watch Louisville more than anybody else, and I can guess, you know, what's going on the field. But I was just really hoping that this Notre Dame win would be the win that would just say, all right, this is why we hired Chris Mack.
So when you guys. So when you say play calling, more passes or just more creative runs or what in particular?
Is you know, here's what I thought about was, you remember that ESPN commercial where Chris Mack was like, throw the ball,
yeah, throw the bomb. Yep.
And it is guys, I was like, all right, so I'll run and get 5 yards. Like, I was thinking, that was funny when we were winning games, but it's not funny. Like, that commercial is no longer funny to me anymore, because that's how I felt. Our wide receivers are better than any DBs that Notre Dame had, I believe. And I don't know. It's just really hard for me to, because I felt like there were times where, instead of passing the ball, you know, Cunningham would run, which is, you know, it is what it is. I think there was a couple of times in there where he had a wide open receiver, but he ran and he got 7 yards or a first down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, whatever. But I really feel like we're not taking advantage of where our strong points are. And I agree with what you said. I hope this is a game where they go into the locker room and they say, look, guys, no more of that half effort, no more of what y'all been doing. The defense that showed up tonight is a defense that needs to show up and that can show up every single game and that can play hard, because that was a good Notre Dame defense. Florida State, let me tell you something. How about this? If we lose to Florida State, I'm here. I will be so upset at this loss that we took to Notre Dame. That's how I'm going to do it. I'm not mad, but if we play Florida State and we lose, I'm going to be pissed about both of these losses. I'm going to let my anger simmer for a little while. I'm going to set it on the back burner, let it simmer, and then we lose to Florida State. I'm going to be very upset, but thank you guys. I'll listen.
Appreciate
Alex,
it, Alex.
Appreciate it.
Alex is one of those. I don't know if it's Marines or not. I don't think so. But just
Army,
yeah, in the military, Alex is one of those that can't accept moral. Like I can't have moral victories from Alex.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I just was gonna tell him you're firmly in that in that crowd.
No, because I was gonna say Alex. Mm-hmm. Alex needs a reason for failure.
Yeah.
And listen, we're gonna because I need to fix something.
Yeah, I can't have Alex. Well, almost got it.
So here's the thing, too. I was gonna say, hey, Alex. What about both of them saying the wind was the strongest wind they've seen? So can't really throw the bomb. But I'm like, Alex is military. So it's, Marcus, throw harder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was going to say, but with the play calling, like, what about the onside, call? You know, don't you think that was worth a couple play calls? Yeah. Quick. Yeah, look, lack of discipline cost us in the penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex is like, there's nothing I'm going to say to bring him.
No, that's fair.
But he was right. We said the same thing in the conversation. We agreed with you 100%, Alex, during the break. I didn't hear Drew say it, but you told me Drew said it.
Yeah.
Florida State is going to determine how good of a Notre Dame performance it was.
I thought Drew was spot on with that. Yeah. I mean, you come out and you beat Florida State. I think that you go, okay, now I'm feeling really good about that Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
You know, So that'll be something. We'll get
Let's shoot some of these texts.
Yeah, we'll get to Florida State as the week goes on. Somebody says, only thing with Satterfield this year, and people – now I'm reading a lot of these blind, so sorry. I don't know what's what.
I can respond to them.
Only thing with Satterfield this year and people talking moral victories next year, all the pressure is on for him. Think people can get through this weird type of year, but next year, this time, if we're – sorry, this Diet Coke is just destroying me. But at least it's coming out the top. Next year at this time, if we're sitting at 1-4, the seat will be hot. I don't agree that a seat will be hot, but I do agree with the premise of this text. I really do kind of think what Brian said earlier is I hate it. I hate it.
I'm not doing this for y'all.
I know, but I hate it.
I'm not even acknowledging.
I know. I hate it, but I do kind of agree with that.
People being disappointed in a season or something is a hell of a long shot away from hot seats.
Oh, I don't think hot seat. I'm just saying I think this year the raw emotion hasn't been there with how kind of goofy it's been. Mm-hmm. You know, the extra.
You're hoping just to get week to week.
Hey, Maven, Real Cards fan here. I'll take you to lunch this week to talk about being your next co-host. Lots of ideas to brainstorm.
Ah.
Only true U of L fans can understand it.
Ah.
Ooh.
Candidates.
There we got candidates, man.
Potential.
I'm not going anywhere. I mean, y'all are firing me. I'm not leaving. My wife is leaving. I'm not leaving.
Are they going to give you the, I know. Steve, you're not going to be in here?
Yeah, I'm only going to be out of studio like 5 or 6 times over 13 weeks. Like, I'm still here.
Yes. Steve, man. Hey, y'all here?
What's?
Steve might be. Mom, I'm going down to ESPN Louisville, put in an application.
It's like you're drowning me, and I'm like, no, I'm, or you're burying me, and I'm like, no, what's the
the body's still warm?
No, it's Step Brothers where he's burying me. He's like, Brandon, I'm not dead.
Like, not yet.
I'm still here. What a nightmare weekend. UK won on my card, and my cards lost, and my Bengals lost. I'm still trying to get over it. Oh, man. Let me get down here to
Coach Brown should be proud. I see that.
Yeah, because there's a lot. Coach Brown should be proud of his defense. Brown took a lot of crap in the past months, and he coached a hell of a turnaround against Notre Dame.
You know what that said?
And it wasn't just Notre Dame. Can I say that too real quick?
Yes.
I thought Pitt, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame.
You saw improvement. Yeah.
And I know Georgia Tech got away from us late, and there were some things there. But, I mean, there were still things that we were like, okay, I mean.
And you remember what I said? I said after the Georgia Tech game when you were mad about that punt.
Mm-hmm.
The score, when Satterfield said, no, we're going to punt and get the ball back, we're going to score on them. But I'm not going to go for it on fourth in my own territory because that's not how the game of football is to be played. We got more.
Nobody in the studio cares about it, so you'll be fine.
In the studio overall.
Yeah. From all time slots.
But you get my point, Steve?
Apparently.
I think that – what he's did about leaving, putting Brown back out there.
Yeah.
That's worth 50% confidence boost.
Yeah, no, I thought about you on that one. I thought about you on that one. Because I was pissed about that punt. Because I'm like, you gotta go
yeah,
score.
Right, right. They were on their own 37.
But if we're
maybe.
Playing the long game, man.
Yep.
I mean, if we're playing the long game, and I don't want to play the long game. I want them to be 3-2 or 2-2 or 3-1 or 4-1, whatever. Like, I don't want to play the long game. But, man, if we're playing the long game, you have to build this program.
By playing the game the right way. For those of you who hated seeing the running, I loved it because the game dictates you run it until they bring that safety down in this box. That's the game. That's the sport. That's development. That's teaching. That's coaching. It's not a fun thing. But again, this goes back to Alex's point. Alex, they said it. They're in a cover three. They stay in a cover three, and then they fire to tackle because we know we can get pressure with four people.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my team, I'm not bailing y'all out with creativity right now. You haven't earned that. You haven't earned the Glengarry leads. You know what I'm saying? Like you're just not you're not ready for bailout trick plays.
Yeah.
It's Notre Dame. It's 7-12. You're playing this game heads up. You're going to learn to get tougher today. Not to trick people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't want to trick people right now.
No. I mean, no, absolutely.
They're in
man.
A cover three. I got to be able to run the ball for 5 yards.
Yeah.
Or we're going to get stronger. We're going to work on our technique. And we're going to keep on, we're going to keep on developing.
There's a lot coming back to take Steve's spot. Jesus, y'all. Y'all hurt my okay, now listen, hang on, time out. Now you're starting to hurt my feelings. Like, okay.
Lachlan.
I like Lock.
Maven and McLean. Mac and Maven.
Hang on, man. This was supposed to be a celebratory thing for my wife.
Right, it's turned in.
She just quadrupled her salary, okay? This is a happy day. And God knows, I mean, I need it. The salary quadrupled.
So, right?
Yeah.
Listen, just need an assistant, Steve.
I know. This is
softball
exciting
dad,
stuff.
Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, just a few things. I guess first off, maybe you've already got my resume, so just holler when you're ready.
We'll meet up at Four Pegs.
Yeah. You are sick.
You're right. Number two, I learned a lot this week. This last week, I learned a couple of things from y'all about peeing in the shower and my towel and all that.
It's the best.
I learned that my 15-year-old daughter is a whole hell of a lot more patient at the plate than she is 25 feet up in a tree trying to hunt a deer. My Lord. Uh-huh. If I didn't hear daddy every 5 minutes, 5 seconds, daddy, I got to pee. Daddy, I'm thirsty. Daddy, when they coming? Daddy, or I'm hungry. Daddy, just quit. Keep swinging a bat. We're not going hunting again. She's done. She's just going to keep playing softball. That's all I got.
Listen, I appreciate the call. You sound like Steve after Elijah has a bad game. It's like, yeah, we're going to pick up something
yeah,
completely
yeah,
different.
Like anything different, man. Which, by the way, he was phenomomenal this weekend.
Good call. So yeah, it sent was, you off in
no,
a good
I need,
mood.
I needed it, man. I'm watching Tennessee, not Kentucky beat Tennessee. I'm watching Tennessee lose to Kentucky, you know, because that's what was happening. And then I'm like, okay, now I got to go to this. And I'm like, son, and now Louisville's playing. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens here, you know. But then right in the middle, I'm sitting there and I'm like, son, look, you got to play well today. And he did. Played really well.
First of all, I want to see that top text message about the trick play.
You don't want to use trick plays, but going for an onside kick is okay.
Good point. That's a great point. I mean, trick plays and like offense, like our regular offensive structure. I don't, you know, that's what I don't want to see. The executed punt, you know.
Yeah. I think there's a difference. Yeah, that's a fair
point.
That's
yeah,
a
that's
fair
a
call
point.
Out, but I do
point.
Think there's a difference in maybe being aggressive on something like that.
On special teams.
I get what you're saying too, though. I don't want to line up with my offense and have to just like, okay, well, let's flip. He flips it to him. He flips it to him, and then he throws it. You know, and it's like, just
that stuff is special occasions for the win. We used our trick play for the win.
I don't know if I text you, but I said it early in the Tennessee game, second drive or something, and they went for a flea flicker. And I was like,
It was pathetic. Yeah.
I was like, oh God, they're in trouble.
Yeah, you look desperate when you do those. But here's the thing. On the side, we weren't desperate. We had the momentum.
Yeah.
We just scored. You know what I'm saying? We drove it down, scored. You got the momentum. So you're not bailing yourself out with a trick play. You're capitalizing on your momentum. You're catching them off guard with our execution. So, oh no. Oh no. Concentration, patience. It's funny.
Somebody said onside kick is more faith in the D than a trick. That's fair. But I
get the call.
That's a faith. Faithful. Why am I saying faithful? Did I just read that somewhere? Oh yeah, it has more faith in the D. That's a solid on both sides.
Yeah. What I was gonna say, concentration. It's funny. Every single person in the interview said, they were asked multiple times, what's the difference in your preparation? What's the difference? Every single player in the press conference on the defensive side said, well, more concentration.
Yeah.
More concentration on every single play. That's what made the difference. Fixable, you know?
Yeah.
We can concentrate more. We can get better by concentrating on our assignments, knowing our assignments, eye discipline. Everybody had the same exact answer. Yeah. It's funny. You're talking about patience. I had a moment yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of explaining to you how I committed to learning some things online and stuff, you know, that I've been postponing way too long.
Right.
So, you know, I watch these YouTube things, you know, these videos to learn something. Video was probably 12 to 15 minutes long, right? I get to about the seventh minute mark, and I felt like, okay, I heard everything, you know, they need, you know, I basically got what I'm looking for. And I paused it, and I started to go do the assignment that I set for myself, right? And I backed away from the table, and I said, Marcus, you're trying to learn how to do something, and a guy has been explaining all the ins and outs on how to do things. You found out just a piece of what you needed to know, and you're not patient enough to watch the other 7 minutes of this video. No matter what you may learn.
Yeah.
And I was like, Marcus, that's the crap. That's, you know, and I really like disciplined myself right then and there. Like, Marcus, this is unacceptable that you can't watch. It's like reading the instructions. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, like, dude, stop what you're doing and read the damn instructions.
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, that's what we're kind of.
But that's the patience and detail and things like that.
And that's where we're at, man. And that's why I said, I mean, by the way, they did announce for people, and this is important, Virginia Tech on October 31st will be at 4 o'clock. Wanted to throw it out
don't
there.
Don't mention Virginia Tech.
Well, it's just the game. I know. It feels like so far away. I'm so week to week right now that it's like, all right, let's get it this week. I can't wait to get into Florida State over the rest of this week. But today, I've done well at holding off. It's 11:27. I'm going to stick there.
I tell you what, we'll take our last quick commercial break. Midday's with Marcus Maben on 99 Bill.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources we have, especially during a pandemic. And if you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Be sure to ask about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat or hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
You do that with no paper.
Bang!
That's impressive.
Bang!
Thanks, Steve. I'm looking because I'm like, okay, where are you reading from?
I did have that little stumble though.
No, but that's legit.
Appreciate that.
Well, I do have a paper.
I'm a professional.
But I am going to tell you still about, for over 50 years, locally owned Moby Dick has been committed to serving the city of Louisville high-quality seafood. Quality that starts with their fish, wild-caught cod from the icy waters of the North Atlantic, breaded fresh daily. You won't find a better fish sandwich. And don't forget about their famous hand-cut onion rings cooked to order. With 15 area locations, Moby Dick has learned it's the people that make the restaurant special and lasting. They appreciate their customers for making them a fabric of the community and a Louisville staple since 1967. Moby Dick, a well of a sandwich.
Okay, so people, let me say this before any more feelings get hurt, before this thing spirals any further out of control. Stop. No more volunteering of services to be a co-host. First of all, you're hurting Steve Rummage's feelings.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And second of all, the spot has already been replaced. Well, yes, Steve. Melissa, if you're listening.
Melissa.
Yeah, the spot's yours. Brian Hall.
Your ex?
Yeah. You remember Ask My Ex, Melissa?
I do. I remember when she called in.
She will be.
Ask My Ex?
Yeah.
What a segment.
She's listening, and she heard that there's an available spot.
She's called in a couple of times. Yeah, not of just course. The one Ask My Ex segment.
Do you know how great I have to be of a human being for my ex-girlfriend to listen to a radio show of mine? Do you know how good of a person I have to be?
I mean, I'm still friends with my baby mama.
Hey, if she calls in, maybe we can make a promo out of it.
That's when you know you've conquered it. Come on now.
Well, people, no more resumes. The spot has been filled. See you soon, Melissa.
Well, that's congratulations, Melissa.
Okay, back to the Notre Dame side of things. Okay, now I have to say this, Steve.
Okay.
I am incredibly impressed with how mature the fan base has been on Monday. I fell victim to that thing we do every day and read emotional Twitter. Ooh. Emotional Twitter post game. Emotional made for the Ville YouTube channel post game. Blame game, you know, hypersensitive. I get like that during the game, but I feel like in the last couple of minutes of a game is why I'm able to leave early, is because I can be proud in the last minutes of a game.
Yeah, I agree.
The reason I ask this is because I'm not going to get into the game. I'm going to say, what is the fan base barometer right now? Like, is it, I know we've said it's Florida State centric. Are we in a holding pattern as far as emotion? Are the majority coming off the Notre Dame game saying, yeah, we did make you run, we gave you a run for your money though, like, you know, you're not going to do the nice little team thing with us?
Yeah,
which is, and people, don't forget, I told you Louisville is much better when it's a Hunter. I didn't like that point spread, Louisville by 9.
Well, it's down to, I think Drew said today, it's like 5 now. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But I think that was two different opening lines. I tend to trust the lines Drew looked at. So,
right.
Yeah. So I think it's probably opened realistically around 5, 6. I do kind of think that's fair.
I thought it would be a pick 'em at the least. They just beat North Carolina impressively.
Well, yeah, and that's something we'll get to as the week goes on. I mean, I said this on Twitter, and I won't back down on this. I'm not going to listen to that crap all week that says, well, Florida State sucks. No, Florida State just beat the number 5 team in America. Louisville just took the number 4 team in America to 5 points. No longer. This is a big game now. Yeah, it's a real big game. So, and we're back home.
This is great. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm at the point of my fandom that I'm ready to see the football program sustain success, not be that team that has one good year out of 4. We've done that part already. Someone else's program as a program.
That's a great text.
Isn't it?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Isn't it? Explain why you mean that, because I know we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, well because I feel like that it's a mentality as a fan base that says, if, okay,
Because
I have to.
Let me set you up.
Okay.
In the last 5 years, we've had 8 wins, 9 wins, 8-2-8, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So you've had one really down year out of 5 years, let's say, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Right? And that texter says, this is unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, I think that, and again, this is why I always say, I mean, this is why I guess I kind of am now, but why I don't waste my breath with Kentucky fans when you talk about program. It's like the program, because Kentucky fans will come back with, well, in the last 3 years, well, I take my program over yours all day. Cool. Oh, that would be like me saying, oh, okay, well, I mean, Kentucky's only beat Louisville once in basketball in the last 12 months. I'm just starting at 12 months ago.
You're right.
Yeah, like, so you can't argue me. I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, but as a program, Louisville's a team that's looked at as they play Saturday night ABC games. They play, you know, in big games. They play at Notre Dame. They do this. They open with big teams. They have Heisman Trophy winners, multiple BCS games. You know,
they're
always
picked as the off the radar team to win the conference.
Yeah. So I mean, I think that
be a factor
as a program. You look. I mean, I said it today on Twitter. I mean, you look since they've been in the ACC. I mean, other than 2 years, they finished in the top three of their division. I mean, that's something that not a lot of schools do. Okay, so in 1 year they were fourth. The other was the 2-10 year where they were probably last. but I mean, so you look at it and where they're at as a program, we expect a sustained bounce back, and so do people. Look, that's why. Against Miami, people were picking Louisville. Against Pitt, people were picking Louisville. Against Georgia Tech, I mean, obviously people were picking Louisville. Against Notre Dame, there were some people, they weren't necessarily picking Louisville, but they were still like, watch out.
I'm watching this game.
Watch out. Yeah, it's why Louisville is going to be a, Texter says, opened at 6.5 down to 4. That would be one I probably trust the most.
Right. No, that makes sense.
You're favored by more than a field goal at home. I mean, against a team that just beat the number 5 team in America.
Grading time. Brian Hall, random grade, quarterback, go.
Quarterback in general, I'm going to say that Malik got a B+. And I'm just going to say, you know, he only threw for 132 yards, but he was 16 of 19 with a touchdown, 0 interceptions. And he looked good out there. I mean, he's going up against Notre Dame, one of the best defenses in the country.
Steve?
I would go B+, too. I think Brian's spot on there. I don't know that it was – it's not A-worthy.
Give me a cross-section of – give me a play that encapsulates your B+.
A play?
Yes.
Let me see. A play in general.
Let me
2-2 throw, probably. The throw to 2-2 down the sideline in traffic.
Okay.
I thought that was a heck of a throw. Mm-hmm. I thought he got targeted when he went out. That should have been a penalty. Texter asked that earlier. Yeah, that should have been helmet to helmet. I don't think it was even looked at.
Texter says B.
Because people forget that, too. When Malik goes out on that drive, we're driving. I mean, we're driving. There's a good chance we're going to end up with 3 there at least.
My play, because I agree with the B, the B grade. My play is let's try to get this field goal. He ran a comeback hook route to Dez Fitzpatrick. It might have been 2 back-to-back, but it was in our 2-minute first half offense to try to get that field goal. Remember?
Yeah.
Driving.
Absolutely.
Those 2 hook routes in the middle of the zone, those are uncomfortable throws, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those are some of the plays that you have to really trust each other, because if those get undercut, it's a terrible look.
Texter says no turnovers.
No turnovers. Okay. Yeah, but I tried to bring it down to a play that kind of made you know, think.
But that may be reason why you would give him a B also.
Right.
Texter says C.
Elaborate on the
Yeah. Feel free to add some.
Yeah,
some
but you get my point. That drive said you're in complete control. Those were 2 sharp passes, and I know it's kind of a softer coverage, but it was crisp. Yeah. Your timing was there. The receiver came all the way back through the football, didn't let anybody get near it. I like that drive. I there was some trust in that drive.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. So, yeah, but I did think he was pretty good. And actually, I'm kind of surprised because the vibe I was getting, I thought we would – because, look, we've kind of been on Malik's case for a couple weeks now. I kind of thought today a lot of people would – from the initial kind of
jump
I
got,
I thought people would kind of be on Malik today a little bit, and we were going to be the ones kind of like, I don't know, he played well. But it looks like, according to Twitter and the text line and the phone line, I think that people are kind of on that boat. Like, they feel like there was some improvement there. I feel like he did pretty good.
Offensive line. Brian, go.
O-line, I'm going to give a C+, B-. Not terrible, but they only had 96 rushing yards. Again, they're going up against one of the best defensive fronts that they'll see all season.
They're like fourth in run defense.
Do I know?
They were like fourth in run defense, right?
Yeah, fourth in run defense. So we still had 96 yards. So I'm going to give them a B-. I'll give them a B- for the offensive line.
I was going to go just straight B for the offensive line because I thought they were – there's not going to be many A's in a loss.
Right.
But, I mean, you could maybe do – I think there's a couple – obviously, Monty Montgomery, Keytrell Clark, I know we could do those individually, which we probably won't. I mean, we could do individual A's. But, I thought the offensive line was pretty good again. I mean, I didn't feel like we weren't getting plays off because of pressure.
3 yards – 3 yards is tough.
Yeah.
Against a top five defensive line.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
I know.
Those guys that they're going against are 5, 4, and 5s all over. It takes
zero sacks.
Right. It takes you 3 years to get on the field at Notre Dame half the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna say B, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, they have a full they don't have those weak spots where think about this. I don't want to jump away from the point. 1 year, Steve, we lost a player on defense, and it looked like a different team.
Totally different team.
Do you remember that year, Brian? We lost one player on defense, and we looked like a different team. What player was that?
Jair Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
You think Keytrell Clark didn't make this team look a lot different?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, but I think he's a good player. I mean, there's other people in this building. I mean,
but being able to put him on a one. Oh, go ahead.
Well, there's other people in this building that do radio but don't know a ton about sports. And, I mean, they do a lot of they got a kid from Liberty. And we're like, yeah, no, he's a good player. And when you go back and watch his film at Liberty, this kid can play.
Yeah, and listen, and all the national commentary. No,
but anybody that knows what happens in between the lines,
right.
You know, you can say, no, this kid's a good player, man. Like, yeah, no, he's going to come right in. It's a big-time get for Louisville. So, and it shows. And it showed when he's been in the games up until now.
Not in the games.
Against Georgia Tech, I think. And it showed against Notre Dame also.
And attitude. Listen, post-game press conference, think about it. This kid's coming off a freshman year at Liberty.
Yeah.
You know what he says? Leaders like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. He just got here.
Oh yeah,
in the late COVID summer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, leaders like myself, we know we got to bring that intensity every day in practice, and that's where it starts at.
Yeah.
So this is a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Means something.
No, he's a good player. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the line a B again. I appreciate 4 yard first down carries against Notre Dame.
Sure.
I appreciate 2 yard. Don't lose 2 yards. On these plays, because these defensive linemen, they can play on the other side of the football.
Yeah.
B, almost a B+, but
yeah, that's where I was. Give me a break. But
yeah,
I got
to break one.
But I'm like, you still got to be over 100 yards. Yeah, for me to go. Yeah, anything. Yeah,
you guys convinced me. You moved me up to a B.
Yeah, yeah, but I agree with Brian though on in a sense though, because I think to you have to go over 100 yards to be a plus.
Yeah,
yeah. Some texter says C. I think this is on.
It's fair.
It says C because we're only put up 7 points, and he still looks shaky back there. This is about Malik.
Okay.
Said he should let the ball fly. I feel like he's a little more worried about throwing a pick. I think there were some circumstances.
Always been that way.
But he's always kind of. So I'll allow that one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Satterfield is too.
Yeah.
So you don't call those.
Yeah.
You do not call those. Okay. Running backs. Well, just.
He was injured against Georgia Tech, by the way. Texts are asked why Clark didn't play against Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. He had it was like a thigh injury.
I'm not counting. I'm not counting Malik Cunningham's rushing yards in this because we're just talking about the running backs.
Right.
So we had running backs wise, we had 51 yards out of Hawkins, and we had minus four out of Tutu Atwell. So I am going to give Hawkins a C+. Again, he averaged a little over 3 yards a carry. Not terrible against the number one defense in the number one defense. We'll see. But the problem was he got 28 of it on one carry.
I don't like
so after that, it was kind of shaky. We never really got the run game going. I'm going to give him a C+.
Oh, and I will say this. For those of you who are wondering, I did go to some inside sources. I did find out what Puma Pass did to get him in trouble. Yeah, he actually. Am I allowed to say this on air?
I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, he actually has been running a pyramid scheme on the United States of America, and he's the biggest distributor of illegal pesticides.
Does this make you feel better?
In the country. So for those of you wondering why Puma Pass got in trouble, because he is illegally funneling pesticides from Alaska.
Does this make you feel better?
Through Canada. Through,
get it out.
Through back channels.
Yeah, get it all
and out. Tunnels. He actually personally organized the overthrowing of the Canadian Prime Minister. So Coach Sat thought I should hold you out a couple of games.
He calls it Puma Spice.
I don't know why Puma doesn't even get a shot.
He must just be done.
I wish I knew people. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask you guys about that earlier because I know I asked you off air, but we had this debate for like a week about who would be the quarterback if Malik Cunningham wasn't. And basically the last guy we came up with was Evan Conley, and he was the guy that ended up getting thrown in there when he got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm sorry. Listen, and all the Puma fans and people, I'm sorry. That was a poor tasting joke, but the point of that joke is I have no idea
what
he could have done to not make him.
Yeah, because I kind of thought he would be the one that came in, especially the way we were running a little bit, and we're getting so running backs wise. Yeah, I may even go C-.
Defense.
Because Javian just. I mean, he did well.
He was tough, man. He was tough,
but he does struggle sometimes. I mean, as far as like you said, shoestring tackle, a few things like that. I think his just size at times hurts. But I mean, he's an exceptional running back. I mean, he's fourth in the country in rushing, according to Kelly Dickey.
Coming off a fumbly game, you can't expect somebody to do the balance thing and the extra yard thing.
Yeah.
Because you almost got to, return to fundamentals.
We still have receivers, though, don't we, before we go to defense?
Receivers, yes. Sure.
Yeah, well, let's do receivers. I'm going to say receivers are a C+, and the reason I say that is because you only had 137 yards receiving. I did know that it was a windy day. You had one touchdown, but your leading receiver was your running back, so there's Javian Hawkins.
On the long throw.
Five catches for 46 yards, that helps. But then Tutu Atwell, was the top receiver, was four catches for 40 yards. Mm. So I'm going to say that C+ for the receiving core. I need to see more than 137 yards passing.
That's pretty well said. I mean, I agree. That's pretty well said.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't think they were bad. I didn't think they were great, but I mean, I thought they did their job.
Defense as a whole.
Wasn't a lot of drops. You probably get an A. Yeah. Probably get an A, man. You go into the number four team's house and you give up one score, one touchdown, give up 12 points. You stop them.
You had them in third and longs a lot.
And you stopped them inside in the red zone multiple times. I probably go an A. Again, now I'm okay if you say, Steve, you're curving it because of what we're probably.
Oh, no.
Like.
Oh, no. Guy who has not seen Louisville play all year
Sure.
and watch Notre Dame Louisville He's definitely an A. So that's not. I don't think that your A's
a
curve.
I mean, that's fair, but yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I
I'm a USC fan.
Yeah,
and I'm watching Notre Dame, and I hate Notre Dame. You know, whatever. I'm watching that, and I'm actually watching it. Like, man, this Louisville team's making stops over and over again. Those boys are cold. If you're watching it,
yeah.
So yeah, So yeah.
4 sacks, 6 tackles for a loss, holding the passing attack of Notre Dame to 106 yards, and then giving up 234 to one of the best rushing units we'll see. But holding that team to 106 yards passing and getting 4 sacks and 6 tackles for a loss, it's an A for me for sure.
I thought they were good.
7 points to the number four, or 12 points to the number four team in the country.
The only reason you're not an A plus is because there was a couple dropped interceptions.
I'm glad you corrected me on the Chandler Jones, because Chandler Jones was my pain.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback running to that corner. You slowed all the way down and let him get past you.
Yeah.
I don't want my cornerback to have to slow down on that one.
Right.
You should be able to run through him. He should not be able, like, the space he can juke and move, you should be able to clean his clock.
Yeah. Probably so.
Wide open.
Real quick, I do want to remind people, week 6 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 7. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week 7, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the app or the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to sign up for a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. When signing up, use promo code WLCL. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet. From live betting to betting your favorite players, they do it all. And remember, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCL when you sign up for $1,000. That's code WLCL when you sign up for $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, first bet match, up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling or restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Play DraftKings every day. I might need that number again.
Gotcha. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.